Across the country, a number of cities are trying a foster care experiment where birth parents move into foster homes for help and training on how to raise children on their own. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marty Mickelson reports.
Nettie is a 27-year-old single mom with a 1-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son. In February, the three moved in to Asia Mahmoud's small apartment in a modest, middle-income neighborhood on Milwaukee's north side. On a recent morning, Nettie and Asia clean up from breakfast.
So, Nettie, if you will do the dishes, I'll take the garbage out.
Okay.
Nettie and Asia are taking part in a pilot project that began in Milwaukee this year. The goal is to keep birth families together whenever possible and provide an alternative to regular foster care, where children and parents are split up either temporarily or permanently. It's been a positive experience for Nettie, who says she's learned a lot from her mentor, Asia.
She helps me with basically everything, like every part of the life that you need help in, like if the baby get a cold.
After being released from jail a year ago on marijuana possession charges, Nettie found out about shared family care while visiting her children in regular foster care. Tired of living with friends in inner city drug houses, Nettie decided to clean up and make a commitment to parenting. But life under another woman's roof wasn't harmonious at first. Nettie says it took her some time to adjust to strict household rules.
No men. Just basically take care of your kids, no dirty household.
It wasn't easy for Asia Mahmoud either. A widow with four grown children, she had to get used to a full house again. Not only does Asia have to teach Nettie's children how to behave, but she has to teach Nettie, a grown woman, how to be a responsible adult and parent.
She pulled her stunts and wanted to disappear and go to the store for a long time. You know, I'm going to the store, I'll be right back. About an hour later, she would be back.
The development of shared family care is partly the result of long-standing problems with regular foster care in Milwaukee. A few years ago, Rebecca Jacoby, a social worker here, found out about a program similar to shared family care in California. Since the California program is in its fifth year and has produced some favorable results, Jacoby decided to try it in Milwaukee.
The three specific outcomes that we were hoping for, which is shortened length of stay, reduced recidivism, as well as cost neutrality, all three of those outcomes are showing very positive trends.
But the program isn't for everyone. Several birth mothers dropped out. They include Nicole Gatza, who's 24, single, and recovering from drug addiction. Gatza moved into a foster home with her 1-year-old son in April, but moved out in August. She says it was hard to get used to all the rules, and she felt isolated.
I like the outdoors and stuff, and I couldn't really take my son anywhere because it had to have been supervised. So I just had to do everything with the foster mom, you know, go where she went.
Gatza and her son now live with her mother, where she says she feels more comfortable. As for Nettie, she and her two children are getting ready to move out of Asia Mahmoud's home pretty soon. Nettie now has a full-time job, which she'll have to juggle with parenting, childcare, drug counseling, and college courses. But she insists she's better prepared now that she's learned how to be a better parent. For NPR News, I'm Marty Mickelson in Milwaukee.